Well, this is our last service for 2023. Was last night. We're coming to this week, of course, Boxing Day. The building will be shut, so we won't have a thing. I will record a sermon then, but that'll be coming to this week of Christmas. I would like to wish all of you a happy Christmas. A great memory of what it is Christ did for us. And look at seven of the characters that make up the Christmas story. A little bit different kind of devotion this week to think of those that came that are part of the Christmas story. We start with the rulers. We know that Mary and Joseph ended up in Bethlehem because Herod, who was the king, decided to do a census. Just adjust this to where it's going to work better. But Mary and Joseph end up in Bethlehem because Herod decided to do a census. Herod was the king. But how he got to that point is the interesting part of the story. If you look back a little farther, the government officials that made Christmas possible. Of course, we know from the Hebrew scriptures that there is a promise of the Messiah. So that line had to continue, that line that came from David, that came from Abraham, that came from Adam direct. We read about that in Matthew. The genealogy that led to Jesus. But it was the government officials that were in place. The two that made a difference before Herod were the Greeks and the Romans. We don't hear about them directly in the scriptures. We hear about the forecast of them, the prophecy of them back in Daniel as he prophesied the different rulers that would come in. We know from the history in the Maccabeans and the Apocrypha how that came to be, how the Greeks were conquered. Alexander the Great conquered so much of the land. But what the Greeks did was they gave the world a common language. Then after they were run out by the Maccabean revolt, the Hebrew people took back the promised land for a while, reestablished the worship, but then the Romans came in. They were invited in by one of the Jewish leaders in a civil war. And what they gave the world was a common way to communicate. It's also in this Maccabean period, as it's known, that Herod's line became the kings. They're not of the line of Judah. That's not the line of the King David line. They're not Jewish in that way. They're part Jewish. But he came into that. We know from Luke 2 that he issued a decree. He wanted to do a census. So he was a petty leader. He was not of an important leader within the Roman Empire. He had the weakest division there in Galilee. He was kind of the backwater. But he was left alone. He tried to establish some things. He'd rebuilt the temple, trying to appease the Jews. He had some of their beliefs, but he wasn't fully Jewish. But the first part of the Christmas story are the governed, the ruling officials that created the atmosphere where the world could know about the Savior's birth.